You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Governor Gavin Newsom late last week pulled the plug on a November ballot measure, one that was meant to compete with the Prop 47 reform initiative calling for tougher theft and drug penalties. The abrupt move took place right before Newsom traveled to Washington, D.C. to support President Joe Biden. It left Newsom's Democratic allies confused and frustrated, all as lawmakers and the public debate how best to solve California's retail theft crisis. Joining us to sort through the developments are Dustin Gardner, co-author of Politico's California Playbook, and Jeff Rysik, the district attorney for Yolo County. Dustin, District Attorney Rysik, welcome back to Insight.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
One note before we start, Insight reached out to Democratic lawmakers, State Senate Leader Mike McGuire, and Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, and asked them to join us. McGuire's office said he was unable to join. We did not receive a reply from Rivas' office. Dustin, I'd like to start with you. Can you tell us about the ballot measure that Newsom and top Democrats were working on, and why did the governor decide to scrap this?
Yeah, so their measure, it would have been numbered Proposition 2, no longer is going to be on the ballot, obviously, since the governor pulled it. They were proposing what was essentially a lighter version of the district attorney-sponsored measure to roll back Proposition 47. Their measure would have increased penalties for serial theft and drug dealers who lace substances with fentanyl. But it was pretty narrowly tailored and would not have increased sentences nearly as much as the competing measure that was already on the November ballot. It really went down to the wire on the last day of session before lawmakers were supposed to break for their month-long summer recess. That's when we were expecting the vote to happen. But just a couple of days before that, the governor's office said, never mind, we're going to pull it. And the governor's office said that there was some issues with amendments they wanted to make, and there just wasn't time to make that happen. But really, it seemed the governor was much more focused on helping the Biden campaign after President Joe Biden's really disastrous performance in his recent debate with Donald Trump. And Newsom was off, has been off campaigning for Biden in swing states. And really, I think some of the critique from Democrats in the legislature is that, they thought this was ready to go. They thought they had the votes lined up. And then Newsom pulled the plug for what they really thought were political reasons.
Well, I do want to talk to you more about the governor traveling to Washington, D.C., meeting with the president. But let's, for our audience, just make it really clear. Why did Newsom and top Democrats feel the need to make this effort to get another measure on the ballot to compete with the one that's already going to be there, the Prop 47 reform measure? What was the sort of impetus?
Well, their argument was that the Prop 47 rollback measure that's already on the ballot, they think it goes too far, and they're especially concerned about changes it would make related to sentencing for drug use. They're calling it a return to the war on drugs, and they're concerned that the measure could increase prison sentences for some people who are convicted for drug possession, for example. And so that's their big policy argument, is they want to deal with retail theft, and that's really their focus. But they feel like this measure just goes way too far, and that it would increase the prison population substantially. When voters first adopted Proposition 47 back in 2014, a decade ago, the big argument was that California's prisons were overcrowded due to a lot of people being sentenced for low-level drug crimes, and that the whole intent was to reduce the prison population. And the state's done that, and they're afraid that it would be a move backward in that sense. But there were also political reasons for them, too. Newsom and Democrats in the legislature are very concerned about this idea that the discussion around Prop 47 and crime, that could have a spillover effect in November and hurt Democrats in down ballot races for Congress, especially in swing seats that could help determine which party controls Congress. So there was a policy argument and a very political argument on their end.
Okay, well, I want to ask District Attorney Rysik about both the politics and the policy in just a moment. Let's finish up, though, Dustin, on this issue of the governor traveling to Washington, D.C. Late last week, you and your colleague Laura Cordy reported in the California Playbook that state lawmakers have grown disillusioned by Newsom's efforts to grow his national name ID. And that was before the governor pulled the plug on this measure. and then traveled to the nation's capital to be with the president. How do you think this episode impacts the relationship between state lawmakers and the governor?
Well, the lawmakers I was speaking to last week, you know, a lot of them requested to be anonymous for obvious reasons to discuss, you know, sort of their private negotiations with the governor's office. But a lot of them were very frustrated. They felt like, yeah, once again, that they had the votes lined up and that the governor just pulled the plug at the last minute. And there's been this lingering tension sort of building in SAC for a while that lawmakers feel like the governor hasn't been as focused on the day-to-day policy work in Sacramento. So I think, you know, I think the longer term consequence could be that we see the legislature start to push back on Newsom more. The governor's office was really driving the ship on these negotiations around a competing ballot measure and the negotiations to try to get district attorneys to drop their November ballot measure to roll back Prop 47. And I think in the future, lawmakers might be a little more skeptical, especially leadership might be more skeptical about allowing the governor's office to kind of drive the ship on such bold policy debates.
Well, speaking of the measure that will appear on the ballot, District Attorney Ryzik, you and other district attorneys across the state, you're strongly supporting the Prop 47 reform measure. It's called the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. Can you summarize what the measure would do and why you're supporting it?
Sure. So first of all, you know, DAs do support this initiative, but it's much bigger than that. It's a coalition that is led by retailers, mom and pop shops, people that have just had it with the homelessness that is, you know, the worst in the nation in California, and the fentanyl crisis. And so while the DAs have taken a leadership position in advocating for it, make no mistake, 900,000 people signed this initiative to get it on the ballot. It's supported by a bipartisan group of people, including the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, one of the most progressive mayors in the country, the mayor of San Jose, the mayor of Santa Monica, and you know, almost half of the elected officials who are behind this are Democrats. So it's certainly not a conservative movement. It's a bipartisan movement. And it's desperately needed in California for these three reasons. The three things that the initiative tackles first is the retail theft crisis. And as everybody in California knows, it's out of control. You have products being locked up behind glass because it's so bad. The governor himself witnessed somebody walking out of a Target with a cart full of stolen goods. Stores are closing down, particularly closing down, by the way, in communities of color and underserved communities that are being decimated by the theft. The second big piece, and by the way, what the initiative tackles in that regard is not the first-time offenders or even the second-time offenders. It's going after the people that steal again and again, sometimes multiple times a day, every day of the week, every day of the year, because currently in California law, that's a misdemeanor, which is a citation. And the practical impact is there's no consequence in California for that type of repeat theft. And what this initiative does is that it actually brings accountability on the third offense. If somebody's convicted of stealing under 950, they could be charged with a felony. Now, it's not a mandatory, and there's no guarantee that they will go to prison, but it gives the prosecutor the discretion to charge it as a felony. And more importantly, it gives the judge, an independent magistrate, the discretion to either keep it as a felony if the DA charges it that way or reduce it. And, you know, the factors that a judge would consider would be things like, was it motivated by poverty, by mental illness, by addiction, things like that. It's a huge part of this initiative that will help solve the retail theft crisis. And then quickly, the other two pillars, we call them, of the initiative deal with the serious addiction issue that's driving homelessness, according to the people that we've been talking to and working with. And what we know is hard drugs like fentanyl, meth, heroin, cocaine, PCP have never been more available in California. It's fueling the crisis that we see on our streets. And what this initiative does is that it brings what we call mandated treatment for individuals who are convicted on only a third time of possessing these hard drugs. So the first offense, you know, if the initiative passes, still a misdemeanor. Second offense, possession of hard drugs, still a misdemeanor. Nothing changes. Only on a third offense would the individual then be taken before a judge where the judge would say, you have an option. You can go with the treatment folks and go through a supervised treatment program, or you can go to jail for up to 3 years. Again, that's a discretionary call. The judge has discretion to treat it as a misdemeanor if he or she chooses. And then the third piece is tackling fentanyl. And this is definitely the toughest part of the piece because it's going after fentanyl dealers who are armed with firearms and possessing large amounts of the fentanyl, which are killing thousands and thousands of people.
Well, let's stay on the addiction and drug piece of this, because there are critics of the measure that's on the ballot now, the reform Prop 47 measure. They say it not only makes these penalties tougher for theft, but also for drug crimes. You just talked about some of the drug crimes in the process there, but the critics would say that the drug crime portion of it is out of step with how California voters believe drug crimes should be dealt with. I'm wondering how you would respond to that.
Yeah, I think that's just completely missing the mark. Look, 10 years ago, Proposition 47 was passed by the people. At the time, it was called the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. And what it promised was that by decriminalizing hard drugs from a felony to a misdemeanor, that we would have better results in getting people well. And it's been the exact opposite. I mean, I say all the time, look around, people. In the last 10 years, homelessness in California has gone up 50%, while in the rest of the country, it went down 11%. And every single one of us has seen the explosion of encampments that are often driven by addiction. And on a personal point, I have a family member who's been homeless and addicted to heroin in the streets of Sacramento for 10 years. So, you know, the stories are widespread about addiction destroying families and driving the crisis, and they're personal. And so the response to those folks is this initiative is very balanced in bringing back accountability and intervention. And that's why we have Mayor London Breed supporting it. That's why most 50% of the supporters are Democrats. This isn't some GOP, you know, Republican thing. This is a very well-balanced, very strategic approach to getting people well. And I'll just say, from a personal standpoint, I love my family member who's on the streets. I don't want him going to prison, but I do want him going into treatment. And right now, because of the broken laws, he can use heroin or fentanyl every day and steal every day, and it's a ticket, and nothing's happening to him. We want him to get well. We want him to have an incentive to get well.
So on a related note, you know, opponents of this measure, they say they believe it could return California to this era of mass incarceration. I know you don't agree with that criticism, but I am wondering what kind of a pressure it could place on jails, prisons, also treatment centers. You just talked about the treatment part of this. Do they have the capacity, the staffing, the funding to absorb tougher and longer sentences?
Yeah, so on the treatment, let's start with that, because you know that is a concern people have raised. And the reality is, before Proposition 47 was passed, we had very robust drug courts all over California with thousands and thousands of people who were going through them, many successfully getting well. We can reactivate all of those drug courts. The staffing in every county is there through the health departments. It's not like we're reinventing the wheel. So that's the first piece, is we've done it before, we'll do it again, and it will be a priority for the counties that are really committed to this. On the jail piece, yes, there will be an increase in the jail population for these recidivist thieves, these people that are stealing again and again and causing so much havoc. Now, we've crunched the numbers and we've reported this to the LAO's office. It's going to be very minimal compared to the total losses, meaning the billions of dollars in losses that California has seen from these crimes. And so what we say is there will be an impact in the jails. Most of the jails will be prepared to handle the new felony crimes for retail theft. We don't expect any significant increase in the prison population because, again, you only get to that point if you've reoffended four times and only if a judge then decides it's the right outcome, which, you know, we have confidence that judges will use their discretion appropriately given, again, situations such as poverty, addiction, mental health issues.
Dustin, I want to bring you back for just a moment. You know, I'm kind of curious, now that the governor has sort of scrapped this plan for a competing measure on the November ballot, what are the options? Are there any additional options that Democrats are looking at for, you know, legislation or a way to get what they're looking at when it comes to Prop 47 and, you know, theft crimes?
when lawmakers come back from their August recess, they are expected to once again take up a package of anti-theft bills that was on the table as Newsom's office was trying to negotiate with the DAs about this measure. So lawmakers are expected to pass those bills. And, you know, this is dealing with things like enhancing prosecution, making it easier to prosecute people for car break-ins, making it easier to go after certain types of serial retail theft. So those bills are expected to pass, and they're not expected to include the so-called poison pill amendments that got a lot of attention in Sacramento a couple weeks ago. But really, that's kind of a small piece of the debate compared to this larger measure to roll back Prop 47. And that's why a lot of Democrats wanted to see some sort of competing measure after they failed to negotiate the DA measure off the ballot. And, you know, talking to Democrats in Sacramento, I think a lot of them are sort of, you know, they're kind of in the wilderness a little bit right now, figuring out what they want to do next. The polling that I'm hearing a lot of them have seen suggests that the measure to roll back Prop 47 has pretty strong support among voters. And so I think Democrats are kind of huddling at this point and deciding, you know, given this is an election year with so many other fights going on, they're deciding how much they really want to put up a fight and try to take down this measure. I think there are some progressive criminal justice reform groups that really want to fight this thing. They are concerned about a so-called return to mass incarceration, but we'll see if they have the funding and the resources and if the rest of the Democratic Party is focused on other issues in such a busy election year.
Well, speaking of the Democratic Party, we do have some comments from Democratic State Senator Ayesha Wahab. She spoke last week in favor of what is now the scrapped ballot measure. She spoke at an Assembly Public Safety Committee as they were trying to get the measure, put the measure forward. Here is what she said.
The rhetoric here is that we haven't done enough. And I think that's absolutely false. We have been continuing the work with stakeholders at the table, both criminal reform justice groups, as well as law enforcement that see things at a deeper level. So with that, we have the Safer California package that I will say has over a dozen bills that focus on different levels of fentanyl, substance abuse treatment, and holding perpetrators accountable. The dealer, as well as the individual consuming the drug, right? We also have focused on retail theft. People are saying that, oh, it's taken this many years. Prop 47 has been around for 10 years, and it takes a number of years to see the effects of certain laws in place. Communities of color have been deeply impacted, and it's not just communities of color. Across the board, lower socioeconomic individuals have been faced with harsher difficulties in life to begin with, on every single spectrum, right? Whether we're talking about education or jobs or so forth. And I want to say that we have been working with stakeholders in a good faith effort. We have worked with the grocers and the retailers and so forth. Our Safer California package is a bipartisan effort. It does have the support of these industry groups. And today, even this bill has the support of the people that have complained that this has become a problem, retail theft and fentanyl. And we are seeing that criminal justice groups are concerned, as they should be, with anything that's on the ballot, right? And we are giving this back to the voters to decide.
That was Democratic State Senator Ayesha Wahab speaking last week before efforts to place a competing measure on the ballot were scrapped by Governor Gavin Newsom. Yolo County District Attorney Jeff Rizik is here with us. District Attorney, was there anything there that caught your attention from State Senator Ayesha Wahab?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, you know, for 10 years, the legislature has not done enough to deal with these crises that have grown to this level that we lead the nation in homelessness and retail theft and fentanyl overdoses. And so while I appreciate that there are has been a commitment in the last year by lawmakers to look at this, you know, what took them so long? Look, the only reason we had to go out into the field with our coalition of Californians for Safer Communities is that nothing has been fixed in 10 years. And so, you know, where we are now, the governor's initiative has been withdrawn. And so we are, Prop 36 is the only initiative on the ballot that is addressing these issues in a common sense, balanced way. It's bipartisan, and we're actually inviting Democrats and Republicans to join us and let's get this fixed. And I just think that, you know, here we are today. It's been a week, almost a week since the governor abandoned his initiative. And frankly, our phone has been ringing off the hook of people who want to join the coalition. And that's just a fact. They know this is the best opportunity we've had in a decade to redirect California in a smart way.
Dustin Gardner with Politico's California Playbook. I want to give you the last word. As the district attorney just said, the Prop 47 reform measure will be the only one on the November ballot. That seems pretty clear. So how does that impact the politics of getting people out to vote, of who shows up to vote in November?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of speculation about this on both sides, but I think both parties do see this could be have some spillover effect as a turnout mechanism. I don't think it'll be the decider in a lot of races, but when you're looking at swing House races in the Central Valley and Orange County, that could come down to maybe a couple of hundred votes, you know, less than a percent. Something like this, it could have an impact, and it's not just a turnout impact. It's also, you know, something that could have a spillover impact in terms of just affecting the issues that voters are thinking about. If there's a lot of ads on the airwaves talking about crime in the run-up to the election, I think voters are more inclined, as we know from polling, to see Republicans as stronger on crime issues. And so that could hurt Democrats in a lot of these races. And so I think it'll be really interesting to watch how much Newsom and the Democratic Party decide to engage on this ballot initiative, or if they just want to simply move on and focus on other issues on the ballot this year, because, you know, a lot of what they're seeing is that this thing is likely to pass from initial polling, and there's not a whole lot of benefit for them at this point in trying to fight it. So I think that's the big card I'll be watching to see in the next couple of weeks here.
Well, we will be watching certainly the campaign for and against this measure and reporting on it here at Cap Radio. Dustin, District Attorney Ryzik, thank you both very much for joining us on Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff Ryzik is the District Attorney for Yolo County, and Dustin Gardner is the co-author of Politico's California Playbook. Still ahead, Sacramento Republic FC is preparing for a big match tomorrow night in the quarterfinals of this year's U.S. Open Cup. We'll get a preview of their game against the Seattle Sounders. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. We're back in just a moment.